With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The owners of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant are now required to study how the city of Colstrip will keep its supply of drinking water if the plant ever shuts down. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed that requirement into law this week.
Colstrip relies on the power plant owners to transport drinking water over 30 miles from the Yellowstone River. Town Mayor John Williams stood in front of the legislature this year to ask for help in securing that flow if the plant closes.
We are very dependent upon that source of water for our town's supply.
Senate Bill 87 requires the power plant owners to study the steps the city can take to continue accessing its water supply for up to 30 years following closure of the plant. Northwestern Energy has said it will stay at the plant at least until 2042, but other owners have indicated earlier exit dates as states like Washington and Oregon transition away from coal-fired power. The owner's deadline to submit the study is November 2022. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Montana Supreme Court has denied an order asking all seven justices to recuse themselves from hearing a case regarding the state court administrator. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports it's the latest development in an ongoing dispute between Republican legislative leaders and the judicial branch.
The Supreme Court's rejection of the call for recusal means that the justices will hear and rule on a case involving the legislature's power to subpoena emails from Court Administrator Beth McLaughlin. The latest court opinion written by Justice Laurie MacKinnon states that public confidence in the court's integrity would be compromised if the justices were to, quote, succumb to the legislature's request and evade our responsibilities and obligations as a court. Republican lawmakers have accused the court administrator of misconduct and the justices of prejudging cases. The lawmakers created a special select committee to investigate the issue. Senator Greg Hertz, chair of that committee, says the Supreme Court gave conflicting reasoning for why they won't recuse themselves and, quote, continues to sink itself into a deeper and deeper conflict of interest. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
The exclusive Montana resort, the Yellowstone Club, wants to use treated wastewater to make snow to extend a ski season that's shrinking due to climate change. Kaiser Health News reports the Department of Environmental Quality has issued a draft permit tentatively approving the plan and is expected to make a final decision later this year. Club officials say the project would replenish the area's watershed and keep streams running longer into the summer. It would also allow the resort to handle its increasing volume of wastewater rather than discharging it directly into the Gallatin River. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office late yesterday announced he'd signed more than a dozen bills into law. Among them is a new law that more than doubles the size of the governor-appointed commission that sends the governor recommendations for judicial appointments. It also disqualifies judges from ruling over matters on which they've previously stated a position publicly or as part of a group that supported or opposed legislation. Other new laws bar local governments from prohibiting the sale of vaping or alternative nicotine products, allow beer and wine to be delivered with takeout food orders, deem religious services as essential during emergencies, and do away with daylight saving time in the state if the federal government approves. The Montana Highway Patrol says it has found lost dashcam footage of a 2017 crash that is the subject of an ongoing lawsuit against the agency. Wyoming High School Principal Mitchell Burgess is suing the agency after accusing a trooper of making an illegal U-turn in front of his truck and forcing him off the road at 70 miles per hour to avoid a collision. The agency is now asking a district court judge to lift sanctions ordered against it last year for losing the video in violation of its policy that requires such videos to be kept for 5 years. Governor Greg Gianforte today signed into law a significant increase to a tax credit for donors to school choice scholarship programs. The program benefits both public and private schools, but Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the bill eases restrictions on what private schools are required to do in order to receive funding.
Donors to school scholarship programs will now get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit up to $200,000, a monumental increase over the $150 tax credit previously on the books. The state will credit up to $1 million in donations this year, and that limit will double in 2022. Erica Smith is an attorney with the Virginia-based Institute for Justice, which testified in favor of the bill.
One thing we would like to see in the future is the overall amount that can be donated get even higher.
The law firm led an effort all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to keep private schools in the tax credit program. The Supreme Court overturned Montana's high court ruling that religious private schools participating in the program violated the state constitution. Lance Melton with the Montana School Board Association isn't happy with the increased tax credit, although public schools stand to see some of the money. Something he also doesn't like is that the law relaxes standards for private schools receiving scholarship funding.
The most important and probably most significant piece of accountability on the private side was that you had to at least find some nationally recognized standardized assessment and make the results available to the parents of the children that are coming to your school.
He adds there are several restrictions on how public schools can spend the money they receive from the tax credit program, but says there's few for private schools. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.